It was very encouraging today. Some messages I had to hear again because it was so precious this morning to hear about the faith of Abel, of Noah, of Enoch, and then from Abraham, whom we know as father of faith. I want to add something tonight about Abraham. Hebrews 11 doesn't have just one or two verses, but there is a person missing. Abraham didn't go by himself. He left Ur in Chaldea and left Haran and followed the Lord until Canaan. And Lot, his nephew, went with him. Lot came with him the whole journey and was together with Abraham. He was willing to leave everything behind and to leave everything. He followed Abraham into the land of Canaan. And somehow Lot isn't mentioned here. And then you have to look into Genesis 13. Maybe some brothers can read this to us. Let's read Genesis 13 from verse 8. 8 to 18. Maybe in the meeting hall. Genesis 3, 8 to 18. Let's read this together. So Abram said to Lot, "Please let there be no strife between you and me, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brethren. Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If you take the left, then I will go to the right, or if you go to the right, then I will go to the left." And Lot lifted his eyes and saw all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden as of the Lord, like the land of Egypt as you go towards Zoar. Then Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east. And they separated from each other. Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent even as far as Sodom. But the men of Sodom were exceedingly wicked and sinful against the Lord. And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, "Lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever. And I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendants also could be numbered. Arise, walk in the land through its lengths and its widths, for I give it to you." Then Abram moved his tent and went and dwelt by the terebinth trees of Mamre, which are in Hebron, and built an altar there to the Lord. Amen.
Wir sehen hier bis zu diesem
We
Punkt
can
war
see here that Lot, the nephew of Abraham, and then it says
es nicht mehr ertragen konnte, den Bann
that both couldn't be together in the land because the Lord blessed both of them with lots of servants. And then it's surprising. Abraham doesn't think the land belongs to me. The Lord promised it to me. Lot, look where you go. But he gave Lot the choice. Lot, you choose. If you want to go to the left, I will go to the right. And you can see here that Lot's reaction is very different than that of Abraham. Lot didn't decide in faith, but he decided by looking at things. He looked around and he chose what the best thing that his eyes could see. He saw that the plain of the Jordan was the most fruitful area. And it says it was like the garden of the Lord. It must have been a very fruitful land. Probably today we can't even imagine. But Lot decided with his eyes, but not by faith. That's a big difference here. And from here, their ways separated. From here, it doesn't go upwards for Lot. From there, it goes downwards for Lot. We just saw what kind of a difference it's made between both of them. The word says it was like a garden, but there was Sodom and the people were evil and they did sinful things in the eyes of the Lord. And for Abraham, it says, look at the land. I will give you everything. You can see what a difference. One chose the way that looks best on this earth. And Abraham chose by faith to stand on the promise of God. God knew, the Lord promised it to me. And he knew it's not about now for him, but the promise is for him. That's why Abraham decided by faith. And he gave Lot the choice. And it's so wonderful how God confirmed the faith of Abraham. We see the answer of the Lord. And we see also the decision of Lot and the consequences on his life. The faith of Lot didn't grow anymore. From then on, he wasn't flexible. And if we continue to read, like he put his tents close to Sodom, and then Sodom was living, then Lot was living in Sodom. When there was a war, Lot was captured, and still Lot went back. Lot couldn't separate from Sodom anymore. And when the angels come and want to take Lot, take him out of Sodom, he was already in the gate. He was one of the most important people in Sodom, and he really made it, not spiritually, but on earthly sense. On the other hand, it's so precious to see. Abram continued to follow God in the faith. The point that I want to make, the Lord wants to see that we make decisions in faith. The Lord brings us into situations where he wants to see what is in our heart. Here you could see in Lot's heart, it wasn't the plan of the Lord. In his heart, which was his own advantage. In Abraham's heart was the vision, as we heard this morning, the vision that God showed him, and that really ruled in this decision. Short time ago, I had some fellowship with the sister, and a few months ago, she said she wants to be baptized, and I met her a few months later, and I asked her, how is your decision about being baptized, yes or no? I've just procrastinated it because of this or that. And then we had fellowship again. That it doesn't depend on what you think or what other people think, but what God says. And I really told her, it is important for your faith that you can continue to go on. You have to make the step in faith. Otherwise, your Christian life will get stuck. And the Lord also wants that in our faith, we make steps with him, then we can go on. That we don't end up in traditions. That we don't end up in the world. That's why it's so important to make these steps in faith. And this faith and these decisions that we live by faith, it doesn't just have a consequence for our life. But it also has an effect on those who live with us, and especially our descendants. It has an effect on their children. Abraham's faith was expressed through his walk, and through this faith that he had. He could plant his faith in Isaac and Jacob. He lived in tents with the heirs of the promise. And in Hebrews 11, a few verses, it doesn't say much about Isaac and about Jacob, but the verses, they are very significant. They had the same attitude as their father, Abraham. Both waited for the city that God created. The faith of Abraham really was planted in their hearts, and it was there was fruit in their lives. And I really was encouraged by this. If we see, for example, about Isaac in Hebrews 11, in verse 20. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. And for Jacob, it says, 21, by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. And then it says about Joseph, by faith, Joseph, when he was dying, yeah, he even thought about the departure from Egypt. And he says, don't leave my bones in Egypt. All three of them had the vision that they will see this goal, the city that